This is the Global Church of God. And this is your host, Dr. Christian. Global Church of God is the first nationwide, worldwide online church reaching millions of people. That is a very interesting thing, how many people can be reached via online sermons. But the Bible is our base. The Bible is our guide. The Bible is the book that we follow and guide people to accept and guide people nationwide and worldwide understand why it is what it is. First of all, the Bible is the only Christian sciences. Bible is about 4,000 years old, and it is interesting that the original text has never changed, even though it has been translated into hundreds of languages. We have thousands of languages in the world, so we still have work to do to have the Bible translated in every possible language. But at the same time, it has been already translated in the most important languages, important in such that aspect that how many people are using any of these languages. The Bible was dictated by God. How do we know that it was dictated by God? There is a 100% sure evidence, then we just want to hear the evidence. The evidence is clear in the Bible. God placed there about 101. There might be more, but to our understanding, it is 101. Evidences, so that we can believe that it is dictated by than a human being. Namely, the Bible states that it is dictated by God. That God chose people and gave the text and said, write this down and put it in a book form and give other people to read and spread it around the world for everybody to have. The Bible is a book for success. That's what it is. That's why God dictated it. Bible, when you follow the biblical guidance, you will certainly have success in anything in life. You will have a long life, healthy life, and financially rich life. After that, you will have eternal life, and the eternal life will be in a paradise that will exist in this world. This world has been destroyed based on the Bible before by flooding. Why was it destroyed? Because the people didn't follow the biblical text for their success. For instance, sexual sins. What is a sin? First of all, sin is a breaking the success laws that are given in the Bible. Basing like the 10 success laws means 10 commandments. But in the modern language, commandment, how many people want to be commanded? Well, in any way, it's the same in a modern language said success law. Why do we have to say modern language? Every language changes all the time, step by step, slowly. That's what the modern language means. There are some Bibles, for instance, in English that are based on 1600-1700 English. And many people don't understand what it means because there are words that are not in use anymore. How many people, without explaining what it means, know what sin means or commandment means? Just a couple of examples of words. Commandment means success laws. Nobody wants to be commanded. So commandment means success laws. 10 commandments means 10 success laws. Sin, more of these success laws. And sin is something that brings misery, failure, and death. But following these success laws brings the opposite, everything good, and finally an eternal life. Now, how do we know? So God put 101 statements and facts in the Bible that no human being could have known in those times, science facts, all kinds of facts about the condition and truth about how the world is, and other truths, predictions of the future, what will happen in the future, 100 years later, 1,000 years later, or even thousands of years later, exactly, with exact details, with names and locations, etc. All kinds of things. And some kind of science fact that those people wouldn't, absolutely could have not known, like in the Bible already 4,000 years is there, that the world is not flat, but roundish, etc., etc. And all those facts that somebody did this, somebody did that, exact years. How would people, how would any person write down something like a person couldn't possibly know and nobody knew? So these 101 evidences are in our website and Global Search website, and the website is www.oneorg. www.GCG1. GCG means Global Church of God. One as a number, org.weebly.com. And the Weebly is the web provider, W-E-E-B-L-Y. And there you find them towards the end of tab, Sachs Eschalotzi. Study them. And speaking about studying, have a weekly meeting with your whole family. If you don't, if you're not married and you have no family, create a study group with your friends. What kind of study group? Study group where you study the whole Bible step by step. That takes for several years. Start studying in the Bible from Proverbs, because they are very practical guidance. And not only study them, but apply. Decide in your study group that they will apply it. In your family, have all your family members, including the babies and toddlers, also present, that they will learn to experience the study group. Study group is taking 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, depending on your situation, how much you want to invest time and can invest. If possible, and if it allows, go somewhere else, in the woods, in the forest. Forest air is very healthy, and negative ions in forest air, or even if you cannot find forest close to you, or if you find a running river, also the river water, negative ions. What does mean negative ions? That's a scientific term. Look in the internet what negative ions, ION, means, and that is very beneficial for the human health. Now, apply the information in your family, what you study. Step by step, I study from Proverbs, and then Proverbs, then I take, next one you study is Revelation, that you know what the future means for the world. This world will not be destroyed anymore, but the people who are not following the biblical guidance will be destroyed, says the Bible. And repenting your sins means, repenting means changing your ways to start following these 10 success laws. And what these 10 success laws are, if you are not available, if you are not fully sure what they are, find them by Googling in the internet. They are also on our website. So use modern language Bible, whatever language you are using in your studying. We have modern language Bible. Google out what's modern language, modern living language, or what, as long as it says modern. Today's language. Otherwise, it's hard to understand. Do not use old-fashioned King James Version. The King James Version also has a modern language Bible. Otherwise, you cannot understand what it means specifically. Your children cannot understand. Now, praying and prayer is one part of learning to handle the biblical guidance. Any problem you have, pray to God. And how to pray to God is pray in Jesus' name and address it to God. praying for it like this: God, I will pray this prayer in Jesus' name, and I will address to you, God. Please hear my prayer, and let me have what I need, and please have mercy on me. As long as you pray in Jesus' name and address to God, you will, and you believe what you pray, and it is not something wrong, and it's in lining, something that doesn't hurt anybody, God will sooner or later give it to you. That is a fact. So prayer is important. In daily life, start your day with a brief praying every day. And in addition, after you have studied, this takes years, but that's the point is here, this is going to give much better family life for everybody. It will have success in your life, and everyone in a family member will better in life. Then you apply the information, what you study from the Bible, and discuss those things. So you start from Proverbs, then you take some part or Revelation at the same time. And the best thing would be also take first some part from those 101 evidences and discuss those. This is a several years process. Actually, it's a lifetime process. And your children certainly will thank you that you started this kind of thing and taught them to understand the Bible. Prayer, what it can do for you. Before you embark on any endeavor, you might naturally wonder, what's in it for me? Is it selfish, though, to ask this about prayer? Not necessarily. We naturally want to know whether it does any good. Even the good man Job once asked, if I call out to you, will God answer me? Well, what is a Job? Job was somebody in the Bible that had some difficulties because God wanted to prove to the devil that will not give up God's guidance no matter what will happen. That's a Job story. But you can certainly have studied that also, whatever order you want to do it. But I say that it's best to start from the Proverbs and add the Revelation there on the future of the world. This world will not be destroyed, even though it will have some difficulties because of a wrong lifestyle. This was destroyed by the flooding once, but this will turn into paradise sooner or later. And in the paradise, whoever has followed the biblical and guidance will have eternal life and no sicknesses and success for everyone. Part of the people in this world will be taken to the heaven to administer the world and how to administer the work. Says the Bible. So why would you not believe it? Because I just told you, when you study these 101 facts, proofs that the Bible is a factual text, you will start understanding. And I say to you, it doesn't mean that you won't have challenges in your life. Without challenges, life is boring. There's a saying, when God wants to give you a gift, he always puts that in the form of a problem. That's actually also in the Bible, the message. So when God wants to give you a gift, he always puts that in the form of a problem. And why is that? Because when you solve the problem, you will stronger and wiser, and your life is better. And I tell you something, when you follow these 10 commandments and apply them all, you will have everything in life. You will have a long life, rich life financially, and success in everything in life. And finally, you will have eternal life in the paradise, in the new paradise. So, in those texts what we have given to you and the material what have explained about this prayer, we have considered evidence that prayer is far more than a religious routine or a type of a mental therapy. The true God really does listen to your prayer. If you pray in the right way and for the proper things, he will pay attention. In fact, he urges us to draw close to him. This is in James 4:8. Study that, James 4:8. So, what can we expect if we make prayer a part of our life? Let us look at just some of the benefits. First of all, we will get peace of mind. When problems and challenges arise in your life, do you feel overwhelmed with anxiety? The Bible encourages us to pray constantly. Quotation mark, constantly. Of course, you have to do something else. It's not constantly, but I always have a problem. God, please help me, guide me. Anytime, you just say, God, please help me to understand this situation. God, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you and addressing this prayer to you. So the Bible encourages us to pray constantly at times like these that are difficult and to let our petitions to be made known to God. This is in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and Philippians 4:6. The Bible assures us that turn to God in prayer. The peace of God that surpasses our understanding will guard our hearts and our mental powers. This is in Philippians 4:7. We can gain a measure of tranquility by pouring out our concerns to our Heavenly Father. In fact, He encourages us to do so. Throw your burden on God, and He will sustain you, says Psalm 55:22. Countless people the world over have experienced this peace. Actually, this psalm is something that you could also study after the Proverbs and the Revelation is finished. Psalms, it could be something to read. Then after that, the New Testament. That takes several years. As I mentioned, countless people the world over have experienced this peace. So, God says, God says to do all these things. And prayer can give us strength when facing trials. Absolutely fact. And God gives the guidance. Even though I have serious problems, once I pray about them, I feel relieved of the burden and I feel I have the power to endure. I know this by experience. So follow this. So, no matter what problems you have and your worries you have, you will have them solved because of God's guidance. That's because of the prayer. You will be able to go about your daily life with fewer worries. And you will know that God will help you to take care of all the problems. When you pray in Jesus' name and address to God, comfort and strength will be giving you strength in everything, whatever you are facing, whatever trials you are facing. That's a fact. Are you facing extreme stress, perhaps even life-threatening or tragic circumstances? Praying to the God of all comfort can bring immense relief. The Bible says that God comforts us in all our trials. This is in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. For instance, the problems in your family, in your marriage, that will always be helped. Now, benefits of prayer is peace of mind, comfort from God, guidance to make wise decisions, and is forgiveness of wrongdoings, a way to help others. It's important to help others. A righteous man's supplication has a powerful effect. That is in James 5:16. Encouragement and prayers are answered. God says, I have heard your prayer and your request for favor that you made before me. This is 1 Kings 9:3. God certainly will help you in everything. Can you do this study in your home study group or your study group with your friends? You will start understanding that everything I have said is true. That's why it's important to pray. And pray in Jesus' name and address it to God. Let's take a couple of examples that is not exactly a biblical text in itself, but let's study the crocodile's jaw. Jaw, J-A-W. Crocodile. Everybody knows what a crocodile. The crocodile has the most powerful bite ever measured for animals that are now living. For example, the saltwater crocodile found near Australia can bite nearly 3 times as hard as a lion or a tiger. Yet the crocodile's jaw is also incredibly sensitive to touch, even more sensitive than the human fingertip. Now, can that be, and how can that be, considering that crocodiles are more skin. The crocodile's jaw is covered with thousands of sense organs. I repeat, the crocodile's jaw is covered with thousands of sense organs. After studying them, researcher Duncan Leitch noted, L-E-I-T-C-H noted, each of the nerve endings comes out of a hole in the skull. This arrangement protects the nerve fibers in the jaw while providing sensitivity that in some spots is greater than any instrument could measure. As a result, the crocodile can distinguish between food and debris in his mouth. That is also how a mother crocodile can carry the hatchlings in her mouth without accidentally crushing them. The crocodile's jaw is a surprising combination of power and sensitivity. What do you think? Did the crocodile's jaw come about by evolution, or was it designed originally? If it was designed, and probably was it designed, who designed it? The Bible says, God created everything. We have these examples of animal life and other situations in life to show that the text, what the Bible is providing, is the truth. Now, when you listen to this radio show, you can have continuing education and university and college degrees. I'm sorry, not degrees. University, college, and continuing education points. And to get them, you have to register as a listener. How to do that is in our website, in radio and TV show tab, www.ggc1org.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, is the web provider. And there you'll find how to register as a listener. But you have to then take, when you want those credits, you have to take a test to prove and answer certain other questions that will prove that you have been a steady listener. Well, you don't have to listen to every show. Well, for your own best would be better to listen to every show, but you have to just show that you have been listening to the show for a longer period in order to get their credits. They are free, they never expire, and they will be valid worldwide. Now, when you follow what you have heard about the prayer, you will certainly recognize the benefits. Prayer will always help. Prayer is such an important basic thing in life. It will help and relieve your problems. It gives you the solutions. It will give you the solutions. And it will improve your health. All these things have been studied. You will certainly get the results. Now, the showtime is over in a couple of minutes. We will continue the prayer information as needed and as they come up. A way to help others, a righteous man's supplication has a powerful effect, says James 5:16. Encouragement when prayers are answered. God said to Solomon, I have heard your prayer and your request for favor that you made before me. This is 1 Kings 9:3. And forgiveness or sins, meaning forgiveness or wrongdoing. A sin is breaking the success law, the 10 success laws, or some of them. Apply the 10 success laws. Teach your children to apply them, because they will change your life and improve your life. That was the prayer. It's a forgiveness or sins. If my people on whom my name has been called humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear from the heavens and forgive their wrongdoings. This is in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Carry on prayer so that you do not enter into temptations. Temptation is to start doing wrong things against the 10 success laws. This is in Luke 22:40. Guidance to make wise decisions. If anyone of you is lacking in wisdom, let him keep asking God in Jesus' name. For God gives generously wisdom to all and without reproaching, and it will be given to everyone who believes in God in Jesus' name. James 1:5. Prayer gives comfort from God. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of tender mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trials. This is 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and 4. It gives peace of mind. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts, your mental powers, by means of Christ Jesus. This is in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. In Psalm 55:22, throw your burden on God, and he will sustain you. All these things, what the Bible verses for us as forwarded to you are true. I know it all by my own experience. There was time in the past in my life when I didn't know these things, even though I was raised as a Christian. So the fact is that many churches don't teach this in a proper manner. That's unfortunate. People go and listen to church sermons, but they don't necessarily even understand what the pastor is talking. And this is not to criticize, but it is a common problem. So start this study group in your own family, or if you don't have a family, with your friends, and follow the instructions as being given to you. You will get the results and succeed in everything and have a better life and even better health and also successful financial life. You can become a millionaire. It's nothing wrong in having plenty of money. God wants you to have. But abusing the money, with the money you have to help, 10% you have to give to God's work, and you have to help other people. That's a blessing. That's why God will help you. That's how God will help you when you follow his guidance, what's in the Bible. Now, the showtime is over. I'm your host in the biblical guidance, truth of God's wisdom. Do everything what I've been guiding you to do, and you will see that life will be much better. Until next time, in Jesus' name, this is your host, Dr. Christian.